Well, you must be very disappointed with that result.
Yeah, definitely. It's certainly not enjoyable to be, on the end of a scoreline like that. But as coaches, we need to take the score out of it and look at, what we actually did on the field. And, I'm sure the fans won't want to hear and the owner won't want to hear that, there's improvements that we've made on the weekend and some things that we asked of our players that they did do. But as coaches, that's something we need to look at, without the emotion of the scoreline. So I thought our young kids showed some promise today and some things that we asked them to do, they delivered. The scoreboard doesn't look pretty, but there's some things there that we can move forward with, and we did get a response, but we still need to be better. You can't give up 50 points and say things are really, really positive. There's still plenty of stuff we need to work on. We're not going to sit here and talk about injuries and all the other stuff because it doesn't change anything. It's no point feeling sorry for ourselves. Hull certainly won't feel sorry for us on Monday, so we've got to get back to work and try and get ourselves ready for a big game Monday.
Is it a really sort of big thing with it being a home game on Monday, like your first home game as joint coaches since Lauren departed?
Yeah, I guess so. It's obviously been a big story in Perpignan about the change that's been made, and we had a fair challenge ahead of us today, coming an away game against one of the teams at the top of the table, and with 17 fit players, essentially. Made our job pretty easy this week. We didn't have to make any big selection calls because we only had 17 players. So in that respect, it made the week easy. But, there's a big job ahead of us to get ready for Monday.
I presume the last thing you wanted would have been maybe yellow card early in the game.
Well, definitely. Especially when you lose probably your best player or your most consistent player over the last few weeks. So it was a bit of a blow, but once again, we can't make excuses. Game's a game. We will review that on the video, see if it was or wasn't, but we can't change that now. We had to dig deep, which we have to do over the last few weeks, and we're going to have to dig deeper. Things are not going to be made easy for us. We're not going to magic up 10 more players. We're in a tough situation, but that's what rugby league is. Rugby league is a tough game, and that's what we're paid to do. Act well in tough situation, and that's what we're going to force ourselves to do, us as coaches and the players as players.
Have you two both been given the task of making sure you finish in the top eight coming out of 23?
Obviously. In the format of the competition, we know that top eight guarantees you a place in Super League next year. And we also know that if you finish in the bottom four, you're going to fight in for survival. When you know the place or the hard work that we had to do to even get a Super League side in France, and the work that the club had to do over the last 12 years to sustain its place in Super League, it would be really tough to give it all away. So it's getting further away from us, that top eight, but still got eight games, and we're expecting to get some bodies back, and we're expecting to get better and to work harder to get ourselves out of this tough spot.
How long before you get some of those bodies back?
We're still not sure. Definitely not Monday. We'll see what we've got coming out of tonight in terms of injuries. It looks like we might have a couple more in the on the injury list, but our job, we'll have 17 players from somewhere. And our job is to get them ready to play on Monday against a whole team that, embarrassed us a few weeks ago in the Challenge Cup. So the motivation will certainly be there for the players. It's, me and Jerome have both played the game, and we know how tough it is sometimes, and been on the end of some big scores ourselves. And, it's about how you bounce back. And the 17 blokes we put on the field this weekend, they'll be ready to go. But in terms of are we going to get anyone back, I think not just yet. So when we get them back, we want to be in a good position for them to come back into the side and help improve us as well.
Anything else?
Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers.